Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Arizona Classic Rock. Roger and JP, 7:38, partly sunny and 46 degrees today. Over the weekend, JP and his dad got to take that trip we were talking about Friday, upstate to the old house that your dad built.
Little happy recap. My dad built a house back in a beautiful A-frame. Like, this was his crowning achievement in his life. He came out, had the money, he built this house, and that was his, like, I made it thing. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a guy who dropped out of school in eighth grade, went, you know, support his family.
Back in, like, 1980s, something like that?
88.
Okay.
It was finished in 88. He bought it in 88. Whatever. So we were going up. He wanted to go. He's been wanting to go take a ride up there. A little father-son time. So we got in the car. We go. The one thing I quickly realized is that he's in dire need of hearing aids. Hearing aids are either him not having hearing. He's either losing his marbles because we had duplicate conversations on the way up as we did on the way back. Like, he asked the same questions on the way up and then asked the same questions on the way back. So I don't know if it's the lack of hearing aids and I'm giving him the answers and he doesn't hear it and he doesn't want me to know he's not hearing it, or if he's just honestly his brain's turning to mush. That's a crapshoot. Could go either way.
You could be tired and forgetful.
We get all the way up to the house, get there. It's not plowed, nothing. So I know
nobody's there.
Right. Now, my goal in life at this point is to be able to get that house back while my father's still alive.
Right.
That's my goal.
That's his house.
Come hella high water, because they lost that house when they got divorced, depending on whose story you believe, whose fault it is, my mother and my father.
I should be riding the ship.
So it's my goal to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
We go up there. I leave a note. I leave a note with my card, my cell phone number on the back. I leave a note. I slide it in between the doors.
Yeah.
Now, there's a house at the end of that road, right? There were people there. My father didn't want to get out. He felt funny. What if it's not the same guy that lived there? Fine.
So you can get out and ask.
There was a piece of property for sale on the corner of the road that the house is on.
Mm-hmm.
I stop. I see the sign. I take a picture of the sign. And, you know, my father and I, we just go back. We grab lunch. We had a great day together.
Yeah.
By the time I got all the way back, because I got all the way back to dropping him off out in Calverton, I was ready. Like, we had enough time together.
That's a lot of hours together.
We definitely had enough time together.
Yeah.
My wheels are spinning. His wheels are spinning.
Yeah.
My wheels are spinning. And I'm like, I got to at least try.
Yeah, follow it through. See where it leads you.
So the next day, I called the real estate, that number that was on that piece of property, and I said, "Listen, I don't want to sound like a crazy person, but there was that piece of property on Grandview Road, and blah blah blah." She's like, "Oh, I just sold it." I go, "That's awesome." I said, "But I said there's a house there." She's like, "There's two houses there." She's like, "The A-frame." I said, "Yes, the A-frame." I said, "My father built that house back in the '80s. I would love to attempt to get it back for him. Do you have any information?" Now, this woman had no chance of making any money off me, nothing. She was like, "You know what? It's not that crazy. Let me call you back." So I'm at the car wash. 20 minutes later, the phone rings. She gives me the guy's name. My father sees the house. Like, my father had seen the house, and I can see him. Like, he's like, the house is still in outside. Looks like it's in great shape and this, that, and the other thing. And he sees it's not plowed. Nobody's using it.
Right.
So the woman calls me back 20 minutes later. She gives me the name of the guy that owns it. I call a certain listener of ours that happens to be a private detective, a private investigator, and I said, "If I give you a name, what can you do with it?" He goes, "The question is, what can I do with it?"
So he
gets me
info.
The information. He goes, "John, I got good news for you. I got the info. The guy's dead." And I'm saying to myself, perfect. Right?
Perfect. What could be better?
This guy, I go, "When did he die?" He goes, "Last year." I go, "Fantastic. Chances are they might be looking to unload this thing."
Maybe.
But all the phone numbers there. So then he goes, and I go, "What about the," he goes, "What's the address?" And I go, "It's either 8482, Google Earth has it reversed."
Yeah.
He gives me the name for the guy that's at the end of the road. Same guy.
Oh, who was there when your family was there?
Same guy from when I was there. Yeah.
Wow.
So I got, and I'm making small talk. We're making small talk with him. I did talk with that guy. This is where the story gets interesting. slash depressing.
Oh, no.
Slash hear my father cry on the other end of the phone kind of thing.
No.
And I know Ted's got to do worlds. We got to break. I'll give you the rest of it in a minute, but it's
you're on such a good path. I feel like you're on your way to getting it.
All is not lost.
Yeah.
But all is not good.
All right.
All is not good.
We'll hear the rest of the story coming next.
You like that move? If I were one of you guys driving nearby, I'd drive here and punch me in the face. It's not my fault, man. They won't let us tell stories.
Trying to get the family house back.
Yeah.
Part two coming next. Right now, Tennis and Rhodes.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota and the all-new Sunrise Toyota North and Middle Island. Long Island traffic.
3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 753, partly sunny and 46 today.
So just to reset everything up. We went up to the house my father built back in the 80s. I'm on a quest to be able to buy this thing back for him. We get up there.
This is past weekend. They drove up, him and his dad.
Yeah, and we get back, got some information for some property that was for sale. Made a phone call. And big thanks to Billy Mack, Private Eye, because Billy Mack, who's been, you know, a friend of the show for a very long time, he was able to get me contact information. So I called the guy that owned the house at the end of the block, and I said, hey, Paul, I don't know if you remember me. My name is John Parisi. He's like, of course I remember you and your father, you know, Joe and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah. I go, we were up there. Why didn't you come knock on the door? I'm like, you know what? We didn't know if it was still you there. I was like, I was able to make a couple phone calls and find out who still owned it. And he goes, well, I got some good news and I got some bad news about the house.
Hmm.
He goes, the house has been vacant for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
The guy who owned it, it died, and the wife died. The son inherited the house, and he let the house go to crap. He goes, the whole bottom, he goes, I tried to buy it. I tried to buy the house. He goes, but for whatever reason, the son thinks it's worth $300,000. He goes, I go in good shape. It's listed as valued at $230,000.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. He goes, I offered him. They told me to make an offer. He goes, the whole bottom, the pipe burst. The pump was running.
No.
And it could have been running for years. He goes, you walk inside.
Really?
He goes, you walk inside. The whole first floor is all mold. He goes, you go upstairs. Horrible. The floor is all buckled.
Yeah.
He said they did beautiful work in the house and all this other stuff. Beautiful work, woodwork. He goes, but I tried to buy it. He's like, what I'll do for you on Tuesday, I'll get the number for the real estate guy that was dealing with the house. He's like, but I'm telling you now, he needs a septic system, that whole thing. He goes, I have the machine. I do mold removal. He goes, I'll let you use my machine to get the mold. He's like, but even if you go look at this house, if the shoes that you wear in there cannot go home in the car with you, that's how much mold is in the bottom part of this house. The whole thing would have to be gutted.
Sounds toxic.
A septic system would have to be put in. That's another $20,000. And when I told my father the state that the house was in, I can hear his voice start cracking.
Right.
And I was like, oh,
God, the house he built and somebody let it go to that point, or it got to that point.
So the way he was looking at it is like all the work he put in, like his life's achievement, somebody basically pissed on it.
Right.
And he just kind of like crumbled. So now I'm like sitting there, I'm like, what do I do? Even if it's a veil, I can come up with money for a down payment and pay a mortgage.
Yeah.
I can't come up with, you know,
what's it going to take to redo the house?
Because that's cash. You got to be liquid for it. And I'm not liquid for that. I'm liquid for a down payment. I could be with some moves.
Yeah.
The down payment, the 20% down, like that kind of thing.
You can sell off your kids. They get a good price.
Right. It's, you know what? I just, to hear my father.
Yeah,
like,
sure. Well, the upside is the house is there. It's potentially could be bought. But the downside is there's a lot of work to be done.
It's a lot of work. And who's going to, like, when am I getting up there to do all that kind of stuff? And he's like, John, F it. Don't worry, just F it. Forget about it. Do something else and da, 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 da. But I can hear. And then he's like, yeah, but the septic system and the, you know, so it's that whole thing.
Yeah, I can see it.
I feel bad
for
the dude.
It's good you guys made the trip. It's good you found out. It's good he saw it. There's a lot of good that comes out of it.
Yeah.
Even though the ultimate news is a mix.
The ultimate news is, I even said to the guy, Paul, I said, if this kid, the kid inherited millions, the parents owned buildings in Brooklyn and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
So he inherited, so he didn't care.
The house means nothing to him.
I said, I'm surprised he didn't burn the place down and collect the insurance money on it. Because he was like in that
not
dude's world.
Does that.
In that dude's world, he was. He swore that thing is worth $300,000. You know.
All right. Well, to be continued.
Yeah.
Keep finding info and see what you find out. You know.
I don't know how it continued.
Yeah, I know.
The other thing I'm a little that scares me a little bit was how easy it was for Billy Mack to get the information.
Yeah.
Like he literally emailed me back in about 2.5 minutes.
The internet,
and I'm not
bro.
Even joking.
Yeah.
2.5 minutes.
Yeah. It's 7:57. Time to look at the roads. Here's Steph.
Your BAB Sunrise Toyota.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.